Now, if one of society's great worries is whether young people are spending too much time glued to screens playing video games, what should we make of Exeter Cathedral bringing them into a service? Cathedral holds an alternative service called Holy Ground every other Sunday night, deliberately trying to be creative and to draw in a wider congregation. Tonight's service is around the theme of creation, and as part of it, they will be playing a video game called Flower. Andy Robertson is the editor of Geek Dad, a website for raising children with technology, and one of those behind the service. Andy Robertson, people might think, oh God, this is desperate, trendy vicar behaviour, but you say you found the game Flower quite a spiritual experience. Can you explain?
Yes, it's quite an unusual game. You control a flower petal and you fly through a field. And so the way you interact with it and the sort of emotions the game evokes sort of, for me, sat within a spiritual framework.
It could sound like it would be a massive distraction, though, having this thing in the service. Is it sort of passed around? People get to share in the game?
Yeah, so how we're going to use it in that context is it will be projected in front of the congregation, behind everything else that's going on. And something that the cathedral clergy were keen to do was to integrate it with the whole service. So it will be continuing while other elements are happening. But it's a game I think will sit quite comfortably behind other things because it's quite a tranquil experience. And there's certainly no guns and shooting.
That's reassuring to know. I mean, can you kind of give a sense of what sort of atmosphere it evokes and indeed how the idea came about?
Well, the idea came out of a talk that I gave for the TED programme, which were a series of talks that run globally on technology, education and design. And I was talking about video games and some of the Exeter Cathedral clergy were there. And sort of together we sort of hatched this plan. And the game, it creates quite an unusual experience because you're controlling this petal and you're flying around a creation landscape, visiting different flowers. And each time you do that, the flower sort of blooms into life and you have another petal in your swarm. So as the congregation take turns to play the game, that collaboratively we'll be sort of going on that journey together and that shall continue through the service.
I still wonder about this accusation that it could be seen as a gimmick, you know, and a distraction from a purely spiritual mm-hmm. experience. How do you answer that?
Well, I think it's because the game fits so well with their theme of creation that there's an integrity to how it's being used. And in some ways, actually, the video game itself sort of benefits from being used in this way. And it sort of comes out from behind what you normally think of a game. And it seems more interesting because of its use in this context.
And briefly, who do you hope will be attracted by this who perhaps wouldn't have gone to a service at Exeter Cathedral before?
I think, I mean, really, rather than using the game to attract people to the service, it's there to help the people who already attend this Holy Ground space to be able to engage and participate in the worship in a fresh and interesting way.
Andy Robertson, thank you very much. And the alternative service, Holy Ground, is at Exeter Cathedral this evening.